Phillies looking to avoid a three-game sweep against the Astros. That's former Phil Ken Giles and his boombox, which were popular in the 80s. Giles was born in 1990, and now you feel old. Aaron Nola's not old, though.
That's a good pitch. Swing and a miss. Just struck out the side. Aaron Nola has struck out the last four hitters. Well, Cameron Rupp is at the plate with a runner at second base.
But just driven to right field.
Well, I think that's got a chance. I think that's gone. It is gone! Two-run home run for Cameron Rupp. Got it to us about 20 feet away. 2-0 Phillies.
Here's the 1-0. Swing and a long drive. Deep left field, hugging the line. It is a fair ball gone. Goodbye. Michael Franco keeps it fair. Another two-run shot for the Phils. 5-0.
Runner goes. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and lifted in the air. Shallow left. Falling fast. Beltran coming on. Dives for it. Didn't get it. And that will allow Altair to score all the way from first. It'll be scored a double and two runs batted in for Tommy Joseph. It is 7-0 Philadelphia.
Cameron is 1-for-3 in the air to left center field. That is well hit. It is gone! Another two-run home run for Cameron Rupp. Having himself a night.
Thanks to Cameron Rupp's first career multi-homer game and lights-out pitching from Aaron Nola, the Phillies salvaged the finale of their three-game series with the Astros, pounding Houston 9-0 on Wednesday. Here is Philadelphia's skipper, Pete Maketin.
Well, it's nice to smile. I had heard through the grapevine that that's only the third time they've been shut out this year. I don't know if you guys have that ammunition or not, but it was great win. Nola was fantastic, obviously. Career-high 10 strikeouts. He just really mixed his pitches up. He threw a lot of breaking balls, and that's the kind of thing you have to do to get those hitters out. Now, I can't say enough about Rupp. Two home runs, four RBIs. Tommy Joseph, three hits. Nick Williams. Who else did I forget? Yeah, Mikey was good to see. I thought that ball was going to go foul, but he kept it fair. Good to see that. Bats came alive. Great to beat a team like that, especially the final game of the series.
Anything on Kendrick?
It's a bruise. I just found out it's a bruise. There's no break or fracture, so that was good news. Well, it's like I said before the game, if he executes his pitches and uses all his pitches, throws them for strikes, especially his breaking ball, he had a good changeup. Everything was good. You can't say enough about him. He's been outstanding. Bullpen did a good job. You know, it was fun tonight.
He used a curveball for 7 of his 10 strikeouts. Just how good was that pitch tonight?
Real good. It has been good. You know, all his pitches have been really good, and we're all – really happy about the progress he's made. He's turned the corner, I think. He's pretty good. He held runners well when they were on, but I don't have enough accolades for him right now. Pretty happy. And I really look happy, don't I?
Mishek is going, but what kind of presence did he provide, and kind of how impressed were you with it? You know, he's 36. Well,
He was a guy you can count on. He was reliable. You knew what to expect when he came in. He was as good as I've seen in a long time. He and I got along great. He really likes it here. He told us that. He's happy that he's got some information on what's happening to him, but he'd like to stay here.
The Phillies enjoy an off day on Thursday.